Hot dogs are nothing new in the competitive world of food trucks, but Zach Jones figures he has a sweet new treat for sausage in a bun food fans. The Surrey entrepreneur runs Aloha, a Hawaiian-inspired mobile unit that serves hot dogs with the flavors of his favorite vacation destination. He launched the kitchen-equipped trailer last August, leaving behind a career in the grocery retail business. "Our family likes to vacation in Hawaii and we kind of got the inspiration from that," Jones revealed. "There's a little shack in Kauai that does food, hot dogs, with tropical relishes, and we loved it there, and thought we'd do that in Vancouver, too." Hollowed-out buns are made at Hillcrest Bakery in White Rock. "Instead of cutting the bun down the side, we actually hollow out the inside and toast it lightly," Jones revealed. "It's a little less messy, but still messy because there's lots of goodness still in there. And then we use tropical relishes, what really sets us apart, with mango, pineapple and papaya." A Hawaiian-style mustard is made by a woman who lives and works 4,400 kilometers away, clear across the Pacific. "That sets us apart because we fly it in," from Auntie Lilakoi, who does Hawaiian mustards in a sweet shop there, with passion fruit. "That's kind of our different take on the traditional dog. We told her that we're doing this in Vancouver, and she sends us her mustard." Zach Jones serves customers at his new Aloha food truck outside Potter's Garden Center in Surrey on February 22, 2025. Photo: Tom Zilich. For $15, pick your dog, sauce, relish and mustard, sip sweet pog juice, passion fruit, orange and guava. Then chomp on Maui chips or pineapple upside-down cake, Aloha style. In February, Jones and stepson Connor kicked off the 2025 season outside Potter's Garden Center on 48th Avenue, gearing up for what should be a busy year at community markets, beachside locations and events in Surrey and other cities. Aloha was part of the Grey Cup celebration in Vancouver last fall, among other first-year highlights. "Right now it's about kind of testing the concept, and it's been pretty well received, but we'll see where it goes from here," Jones said. "We're just trying to put the brand out there and explain what an Aloha dog is, too, our take on it. It's fun, and that's what we want to bring, is that warm, fun vibe you get in Hawaii, where all your worries kind of fade away." Jones' new trailer won't be part of this year's Food Truck Wars event coming to Cloverdale April 11-13 at the fairgrounds, where a hot dog eating contest is planned. Operators of Greater Vancouver Food Truck Festival Challenge, competitive eaters, to be part of the event, with $500 going to the winner. The three-day food festival will feature more than 35 trucks, an artisan marketplace, live entertainment, a kid zone, beer garden and more. Advanced tickets are available by donation to charity on foodtruckwars.co, where the full list of participating trucks is posted, from Bao Buns to Zarelli's Sandwich Shop.